Because that's what I said when I left Scott's room last night at 11:30. I said, good night. All right, now I'm the no brain. Like, I couldn't take any more, right? But the thing about it is, what I see with couples, people will be at these events and they'll be like, if my spouse wasn't so negative, I could do this. If he was here, he won't do the ASAP. He won't do the diet. He won't work out. He won't read books. He likes to watch TV. Well, oh well. It's not about everybody around you. How many of you, if my downline would come to the meetings, they don't even come to my meetings anymore. They haven't brought a guest in 9 weeks. If they would just bring a guest, then these meetings wouldn't have no guests at them. It's like a dang church service. Just have everybody come. They don't even buy their own tools. How many of you hear that? Nobody. Wow, we got a bunch of leaders in this room. Guess I'm the only one that ever feels that way. But what happens is you start feeling that way and blaming all the other circumstances for your pitiful situation. And you know what it does? It's all back on you. So right now in this room, we're all going to take out a sheet of paper. And we are going to design this breakthrough that we're going to have in the next 17 days, 20 days, 21 days. That's how long it takes to have a habit, right? So what is the RX that cures every hang-up in your business? Somebody tell me who's been to my trainings before. What's the RX that... Sponsor a new... Two of my old-timers. What's the RX that cures everything you're hung up about? Okay, everyone's going to learn this together. What is the RX that cures everything that you're hung up about? Okay, now we're going to do this one more time. What are you going to do to cure everything that you're hung up about? Okay, do you guys realize that if every person in this room would just make a commitment that by April 1st, we weren't going to stop until we got one new person, we would bring in about 300 new people in 3 days. Do you think they would freak out? They'd be like, I don't know what happened in ballroom A, but wow, we should have her speak again. That's my goal. Okay? I like to speak. I need your guys' help. I need results. Because results create what?
Confidence.
Confidence creates what? Activity. Okay, some of you guys haven't learned this. Okay, here's the success wheel, okay? This is why you're depressed and not sponsoring people if you're not. And if you are, you know the success wheel. So success creates confidence. Confidence creates what? Activity. Activity creates what? Results. Results gives you what?
Money.
Now, we all said we want to be what?
Rich.
What kind of rich? You guys can't even remember the phrase. It's hog nasty rich. I'm going to write it up there just so you don't forget it. So hog nasty rich is when you can send the guy from Australia to Texas just because he has a dream. Hog nasty rich is when you notice that there's a kid that has desire and will to win and talent, and he has no money to get where he needs to go, and you go put $9,000 in the mailbox, and they don't know where it came from, and he becomes somebody huge. Hog nasty rich is when you know there's 50 families in your hometown that don't have money for toys, and when you live in a town where I live, and there's nobody that has any money to donate, and you can just take your whole check and your kids and go pull 52 families off the tree and fill your big, hog, nasty, black Suburban full of 52 families full of Christmas presents. Almost died doing it. Dave almost got shot because this guy didn't know why we were on his porch at midnight. But we had our kids with us with black plastic bags with presents wrapped for 52 families in 2001. Yes. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling that to impress upon you that what Tom Chenault talked about today is the best feeling in the world. You need to make so much money that you're giving more away than what you used to make. And Jim Rohn says it's easier. You don't have to manage it then. You don't have to manage any of it. You just get rid of it. Then you don't have to worry about it, right? Would that be fun? Yes. Some of you are like, I want to be my own favorite charity first. So in order to have success, we got to get our confidence up. How do you get your confidence up? Sponsor a new person. Okay, let's back up. If you're down in the dumps and your belief is not high and you don't have confidence in yourself, where does confidence come from? By doing? Who said reading? Reading. So you have to read and listen, because you got to unprogram the, I never get people to join, people don't join me, I'm not a good closer, I'm not a good speaker, I'm not good at showing the plan. You have to read your way to success. So really quickly, I'm going to tell you my secrets to success. First book you need to read. First book you need to read. How to Win Friends, Influence People. Because what will happen is people will want to be in business with you. Like, if people don't like you, they're not getting in business with you. And you might think they like you, but they probably don't if you're not reading books. Because it's hard to like people that don't have personal development. They just don't really attract people, even if they're beautiful. Because beautiful isn't on the outside. Like, people are like, wow, she's pretty. She sure is ugly on the inside, right? Sometimes we don't even know that because we've got bad programming, right? Read the book, How to Win Friends, Influence People. The next thing that you need to do is you need to learn those 8 steps that I'm going to write down well enough that you can teach them. Because when you understand these 8 steps, and I'm going to rattle them off fast. Actually, you could just even go download them, but I'm going to rattle them off fast. Number 1, define your dream, get a burning desire for its achievement. When you have that, you get more confidence. What did Bill say today about going and smelling like bacon and eggs and grease to the Mercedes dealership? Do you think that Bill felt better in the car that was it a Trans Am? Firebird with a bra. Firebird with a bra. Or the Mercedes. Yeah, I'll tell you guys something. I've been walking back and forth. And Chance drove down here and left his car because his girlfriend's family picked him up to go to Palm Springs today. And I got new tires put on that car and they delivered it. And on the way, I was like, I have 10 minutes till I speak. I'm running late. I have blisters on every toe. I'm going to get in that car. And I got in that car, and my son has a car that blows air conditioning up your butt and hugs it. Scott Fardulis ain't the only one. He's 20 and he has a free car. You guys, when I got in there, I just felt different. I pulled in the parking lot, everybody's looking at me. I zoom in, turn, almost hit the kid next to me. Look up, I'm parked in my red suit, and there's Dave Brisky. He's like, you're over the line. I'm like, I'm Barb Pitcock. I'm going in there to speak right now. And he goes, oh, we're gonna miss you. I said, Dave, that's gonna be tragic, because I'm teaching people how to experience a breakthrough. And don't you feel like longevity is about ready to break through? He's all apologetic. I'm just walking in because Andre taught me I am somebody, right? Who would miss my talk? That's how you guys have to feel about yourself, because when you have that, it's like Bill said about the big ears. If you don't like my ears, I don't care. I'm Bill Andreoli, right? Do you guys all have things about you, like Bill talked about, that you feel that way about? What is it? Write it down right now.